So you asked me, what was the first whoops, what was the first question? Wow. Memory, right. You asked me about my most fond, the memory I look back on the most. That's a really hard one because a lot of my childhood is sort of blurry. I don't know why. I have several that I really like to think about, so I'll just tell you about those. There's this, I think the most recent one that I think just tops like almost all my experience, I feel like, is the one time, the first time, and so far the only time I've ever been to a Broadway show. TJ, I went for my birthday and I was 16. And I was very, well, as a person, when I was 16, I was very insecure. And the only thing I was secure about was how much I loved musical theater and books. I found out, me and my sister, my twin, we found out the night before that one of my uncles or cousins, I forget which one, we have a really big family, so I have no idea who, but he had bought three tickets for us to go see Wicked. And Amber and I, she's my twin, Amber and I, we just, we were overjoyed. And we made the drive up to New York with my mother and my mom. She took us, and the last year, funny enough, last year we went to New York as well. We went with my dad, who grew up in Brooklyn, and we went to Brooklyn and we visited one of his old friends and we went shopping and stuff. And it was a lovely, lovely thing to do for our birthday. But this was monumental. And so we get to the city. And I loved every second of it. I loved all the people and the smell. I know the smell is bad, but the smell. And we took a taxi. We normally don't take taxis because for what? What would we need taxis for? But we took a taxi down to the theater after we had checked into our hotels and got ready to go. And we walked up and we went into that theater and the ceilings were so high and it was so grand to me. And it was all golden, and the carpets were pretty too. And there was this booth with all the merchandise from the show. Now this is, how long ago was this? This was like, what, 6, 7 years ago? How old am I? No, this was like around 6 something years ago. And Wicked was still fairly new, but it was still really popular, but it got a ton of notoriety. Like, it's been everywhere since it opened. This is after Idina Menzel was on as the original cast, so it was on for a while. Anyway, I don't know if you. Anyway, so we go in and we get in line. And my heart is beating so fast. And we find our seats and we get our seats. And I get my program. And my mom bought us a little booklet Well, it's not little at all, but a booklet with pictures from the cast. And it was just really pretty, and I still have it. It's in my room right now. I'm looking at it right now. Well, I'm not, like, looking at it. I'm sort of, like, looking up at it because it's on top of my bookshelf, and I'm too lazy to go and get it, but it's there. I can see it. And we sat down, and Amber and I, we held each other's hands, and we squeezed. And the overture started, and both of us immediately started crying because we had never seen anything so beautiful in our entire lives. And all our lives we've been dreaming of something like this. And I sat there and I cried. I cry a lot from happiness. I guess I have like overactive tear ducts or something, but I cried. And I was just overwhelmed. And the performance was great. Elphaba was an understudy, so she got her understudy run. And that the dance numbers were beautiful, and the costumes, and just the sheer size of the, it's a big show, and the size of it all. And then when it was over, we walked at night with our mom, and we went past this one diner or restaurant thing, and I forget what it was called. I shouldn't have forgotten, because I decided that night that I was going to come back to New York and work there. It was this restaurant that a lot of aspiring actors work at, because all the waiters sing. And I was like, wow, I would do that in a heartbeat. And there was a waiter singing outside and dancing, and the line was already out the door, but he was still entertaining people. And he looked right at me, and I thought that was fun. I have a lot of favorite memories, like, but that one was just, like, if I close my eyes, I could still feel the vibrations of the stringed instruments for the orchestra, and the first notes of almost every song just that I love just get to me, and I can hear it in my head right now. It's a very powerful overture. If you ever listen to it, it's big, it's huge, and it starts off with these beautiful bass notes, and it just goes boom, 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 boom. And can you imagine that, like, live with a huge, I don't know how many piece orchestra, and the lights, and they had a moving dragon. I think it was a dragon or something, but it was like moving, and it was huge, and I couldn't deal. It was beautiful. And so that was one thing. I got too excited. Another, anytime I got to spend with my dad. I love my dad so much. And as I'm sure you've noticed, I talk a lot during movies and stuff. But some of my favorite memories are of just curling up and convincing my dad to let me sit with him when he watches movies or TV. We like a lot of the same shows, so it's always fun to watch with him. We both love Breaking Bad, and a lot of the times he just wants to be left in peace, but that's only because he works a lot. And he's got a ton of kids who always want to talk to him about something. So, I don't know. Since I became an adult, I've been talking to him more. He used to be really tired and stuff to talk to me. I don't know why you care about that. But, no, he loves us very, very much. So it's great to actually hang out with him when he gets the chance. Whenever I'm able to just, like, sit on the couch and watch a movie with him, yeah, it makes me happy. I love spending time with my dad when I can. I do, not so much anymore, obviously, but because of, you know, school life. Another is, I don't know if you even want to hear all these, but another is, my first show, my first musical in high school, it was Seussical the Musical. And that is a musical based on the books and illustrations of Dr. Seuss. The main plot is Horton. Here's a who. And the main characters are Horton and this boy or girl. It could be a boy or girl. In our high school, it was a girl. And boy, they were double cast, named Jojo, who lives on Who and dreams of a better, a bigger world. So Horton can hear Jojo, and they become friends. But the antagonist of the musical, the evil person of the musical, is a sour kangaroo. And that is where I came in. I was the sour kangaroo. And this was sophomore year of high school. So It was interesting. I was basically fresh out of homeschool, really. I kept to myself freshman year. Very much kept to myself. I don't think I made many friends that year. It wasn't on purpose. I don't know. It was weird. I just sort of read and hung out with my sister and our oldest friend. We didn't really. I mean, I liked talking to people, but I was pretty shy, and, well, still am, but I've learned to hide it more. So, I was the evil person in the musical, and I had my own song, and my own solos. And I was really nervous about doing something, so it was a big character, and I don't know if I did a really good job or not, but there's this one song, my song, where I'm introduced really, really extravagantly, and it's a big voiced part, like, you have to be able to at least do something with your voice, and I remember, even though my voice isn't as, you know, well toned as it is now. Like, it's grown a lot these past few years, which I'm proud of. But in high school, you know, it was good for high school. There was this one note at the end, and it was a long note. And so I could do whatever I wanted with it. I could do runs, I could cut it short, but we had these previews in high school. And it was my song that they used for previews because it has little lines from everybody in it, so it was a good representation of the cast. And it came to the end of the song, and my heart was pounding, and I was so nervous. And the whole song, I'd been nervous. And I finally finished, and I finished, and in the middle of the run, I jumped an octave. And I was so happy. And I saw people's eyes just, like, open wider, and because they didn't know me and they didn't expect that I could sing like that, and just, that was cool. I felt, that was one of the first times that I felt like, I don't know, like I could do something special. at least in high school. That was my first principal part. And so I won't forget it. I also... as I look back on, oh wow, this is a lot of them. Oh wow, this is the last one. I also look back on this, this day at the beach when I was, young. I was little. We were in Florida for vacation. I don't remember exactly where we were, but we were booked at this hotel. And the way it worked was it was right on the shore so that we could just go outside our back door. We were like on the ground floor of a tall building. So you could just go outside the building and there'd be beach. I remember loving it there because there was a TV in every room. And one day, it was Codename Kids Next Door was on marathon. And for one reason or another, I didn't have cable until like high school. So whenever I saw cable shows, I'd be so excited. And I watched that all day long. And I went to the beach as well. And I would draw. I drew. I wasn't very good, but I did draw. I just remember feeling peaceful there. It was nice. Well, enough of that one. I just spent 20 minutes talking about one question. The second one would be my perfect date. Well, first date. It's not that hard of a question, but I will say just anything where I could actually get to know the person. I would like to, let's see, maybe, I don't know if this would be good for like a very first date, unless, you know, you knew firsthand that the other person liked to dance, but I love the idea of going out dancing. I love that idea because you really, I don't know if you dance or not, but you can learn a lot about a person through that. Like a lot. it's a lot of fun. And barring that, like if the person just simply didn't want to dance, I'd say I'd like to do something like something. I don't know. Oh my gosh, I'm horrible at this. I'm really bad at this. Something like maybe. Maybe a walk. Like, pick somewhere interesting that has a lot of places to go in. Like, in Richmond, we have this place called Carytown. And Carytown is just like 5 blocks of restaurants and independently owned stores. And I don't know if you can hear that, but that's like a motorcycle outside. And it's an ideal place because there's also a old style theater that sells tickets for $2. And at any place like that where you can really, do you hear that? Anyway, any place where, you know, you could, any place where you could have fun and try something new. This is a really shitty answer, and I'm sorry for that, But I don't really have much. I don't really give these matters much thought sometimes. But at the end of it, I'd love to find a place like you said, actually, where you can just sit and talk and enjoy each other's company, somewhere a bit quieter. And again, sorry for that shitty answer. And the president thing. If I was ever to be congratulated by the President of the United States, I'd want it to be. I don't know. I don't know what would be praiseworthy. You know, I mean, maybe being a really good teacher. Or for being, I don't know. Maybe I don't know, revolutionize the education system or something, which sounds like far too much work for me. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what he. What I'd be congratulated for, I'm not. Huh. That's a hard one. Well, if that answer wasn't satisfactory, I'll think about it more later. I'm gonna hold off for my questions for you because, I mean, I have them in mind, but not sure if you want to just wait since we're going to talk to each other tomorrow anyway. Yeah. So hopefully my answers were okay. Yeah. So I'll hopefully talk to you tomorrow, TJ. And good night.